And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 12th of January, 2010. It's the birthday of a writer the Guardian calls one of the world's greatest living novelists, Haruki Murakami, born in Ashiya City, Japan, 1949. His parents both taught Japanese literature. They talked about it so much that he took to reading foreign literature instead. He read Flaubert and Dickens and Chekhov and Dostoevsky, started reading American detective stories and science fiction and Richard Brautigan and Kurt Vonnegut, all of which had been translated into Japanese. He was so fascinated with them that he learned English well enough to read American literature in the original. He said it was like a door opening to another world. He said Raymond Carver was without question the most valuable teacher I've ever had and also the greatest literary comrade. Studied drama in college, met his wife, worked in a record store. He and his wife, each of them 22, started a little jazz bar in the basement at the edge of Tokyo. He was 29, sitting in the bleachers watching a game between two Japanese baseball teams, when an American came up to bat and hit a double. And for some reason, that was an epiphany for Haruki Murakami. He said he didn't know why, he just knew at that moment that he could write a novel. That very night, he began to write. He wrote a story called Hear the Birds Sing, which led to his first novel. And he decided to become a full-time writer, started going to bed early, getting up early, eating homegrown vegetables, doing a lot of running. His book Norwegian Wood sold millions of copies in Japan in 1987. And in 2002, he published Kafka on the Shore, a novel that John Updike called a real page-turner, as well as an insistently metaphysical mind-bender. Haruki Murakami followed a strict regime while working on the book every day for 180 days, woke up at 4 a.m., started working, wrote for 5 hours, went for a run, went to music stores, looked for old jazz records, went for a swim, played squash, worked on the book some more, drank some vodka, went to bed at 9. He said, when he writes, it's kind of a free improvisation. I never plan. I don't know what the next page is going to be. That's the fun of writing a novel or a story. I don't know what's going to happen next. Here's a poem for today by Chungmi Kim, entitled Being in Love. Awakened from a dream, I curl up and turn. The roses on the dresser smile, and your words bloom, the red roses for Valentine's Day. Like in a film, thoughts of you unfold moment by moment. I vaguely hear the sound of your spoon scooping cereal, the water stream in the shower, the buzzing noise of your electric razor, like a singing of a cicada, your footsteps in and out of the bedroom, your lips touching my cheek lightly, and the sound of the door shutting. In your light, I fall asleep again, under the warm quilt, happily, like a child. Upon waking, on the kitchen counter, I find a half grapefruit, carefully cut and sectioned. Such a loving touch is a milestone for my newly found happiness. A poem, Being in Love, by Chungmi Kim, from Glacier Lily, published by Red Hen Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, producer of Poetry Everywhere, a new series of films featuring contemporary poets. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. And by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 436 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce fuel consumption. CSX, How Tomorrow Moves. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.